The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, here's the great headline. He's a Christian. He's conservative, and he's an ER doctor. Why is he giving marijuana to his 11-year-old daughter? That sounds like it should be like on the cover of the National Enquirer, but it's actually at the Blaze, and it's a semi-serious headline, I suppose. Super Don, are you with me this hour? Are you back?
I've made it. I have arrived.
Super Don has landed. And, well, thank you for being. We had a great hour. In fact, it was so great with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, like it always is, that I've asked him to hang out with us for another segment here.
Excellent.
And we're going to bring him back in a moment. But we are going to talk about CBD, cannabis, marijuana, whatever you want to call it, hemp, and the endocannabinoid system. But there's an interesting story here I want to get into in just a moment as well, about how they're pigeonholing people of faith to say that it's unusual that they're for this plant. And, of course, in our opinion here, that plant was created by something that created us all, and we need to start embracing nature instead of running from it and synthesizing ourselves out of life itself. And so
it's the stigma, and it is. I think it's an interesting article, because what it does is when you look at the headline and they start off with, he's a Christian, as if to say that if you're Christian, that you cannot be for medical marijuana. There's a lot of people that are confused about that. A lot of people that have opinions about that, where they feel like, well, no, it's evil, it's bad.
I would be of the opinion that you can't be a Christian and be for toxic drugs that are killing people.
No.
If you really are for a culture of life, come on.
Look, there are some people who would say, well, I'm a Christian. I won't do medical marijuana. But, hey, could you make me another Mai Tai? You know, I mean,
exactly. You know, hey, can I have an acetaminophen with that? I mean, you kill your liver. Come on, don't do that.
Right.
Anyway, let's bring him right back into the mix. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, wonderful man. You can find his website. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, endfatigue.com. We talked back pain, Super Don. You're going to have to listen to that, because you weren't around for that. But we also talked a little bit about Alzheimer's, dementia, and perspectives on that. And Dr. Teitelbaum was referencing that they're doing a study on it, and maybe our listeners could participate in it somehow. Dr. Teitelbaum, welcome back.
Good to be back with you guys again. And for those who have family members or friends or somebody in their community who has Alzheimer's or dementia who would be interested in being in the study, as long as they live anywhere in the U.S., the phone number for information is 410-573-5389. Let me mention a quick thing too, you know, because you're talking about Christians and cannabinoids and the rest. I went to a seminary. I was raised a Hasidic Jew, old Eastern European, and in the seminary we were taught very simply, you know, in the Bible and the whole thing, that for every illness that was made, God created a cure in nature at the same time.
Amen to that.
Even the old traditions, you know, these are all things that have been there for a long time. So, you know, finding cures in nature, it's part, you know, part of the roots of Christianity and Catholicism. So, you know, there's all these things. And I just want to tell you one story that I tell people, because they're afraid to take the pain medications and because, you know, they think somehow it's bad. And I say, you know, there's this minister in a flood, and you know, the Coast Guard came in and cleared everybody out of the city and said, National Guard said, get out of town, flood's coming. And this minister said, no, I'm staying. I trust God. And then he's up on the second floor, floodwaters are through, Coast Guard say, get in the boat. He says, no, I trust God. And then he's up on the roof, helicopter comes from the Air Force and says, get on. He says, no, I trust God. Blah, blah, blah. He dies, goes to heaven, gets all ticked off at God, says, God, I have faith in you, you let me drown. I said, what do you mean I let you drown? I sent the National Guard, the Coast Guard, and the helicopter. And these medications, these natural treatments, including the cannabinoids, these are tools that God gives us to help get pain-free and to heal.
Yeah, and that's a little deeper a joke than two Jews walk into a bar. but still funny and poignant nonetheless. And I take the point, and I said, as I talk to people of faith, and I say, you need to go back into your churches, your synagogues, your mosques, and speak about the temple of the body that life is, that allows us to inhabit this life and take care of it. And I think so many in that realm have abandoned it to the church of pharmaceutical mysticism.
Church of profit.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet of false prophets. Yep. Anyway,
well, exactly. Yeah, and I know you're there with us on that. So, but on this endocannabinoid system, again, the story is interesting because here's an ER doc who had very strong opinions against it because he worked and saw all the people coming in, you know, traumatized with addictions into the ER room, and then eventually was confronted with his own daughter, 11 years old, with seizures, and began to research it and found out these cannabinoids were able to somehow nourish a system, brain, neurological, intestinal, etc., to recover these kids who are being butchered, if you will, literally by surgery sometimes, but certainly being altered like by a chemistry with drugs that are not helping. And then he found he was able to reduce and eliminate. And we've interviewed many families that have had similar experiences with these cannabinoids.
Absolutely. It is one more tool, just like we talked about curcumin, willow bark, other herbs that are remarkable for health. The cannabinoids are, well, it's been called an herb for a reason. It is one. And it helps decrease inflammation. It increases the pain threshold. It helps, it's synergistic with your body's own natural endorphins, which are the pain regulators and mediators. And it's an incredible muscle relaxant. Not just that, it decreases suffering. So if this was a medication, well, in fact, they've tried to go ahead and turn it into a medication and make it the super insanely expensive and much more toxic and less effective thing than simply the herb itself. So it's one more natural thing. And the politics surrounding it, simply, what's the medical term? Well, insane.
Yeah, you got that right. This governor in Colorado, of all the names in the world, Hickenlooper is his name. I don't know what the origin of that word is. But he's the governor of the state that fully legalized it. Yet he's very concerned because he says, I don't want young people on this stuff. And so he came out with this PR campaign, and they're putting up rat cages around the state saying,
and these
don't
aren't,
be,
look, I'm, we're right. not talking about rat cages like a rat. We're talking about, like, yeah, did you ever see that movie,
size.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yes, Honey, I Shrunk
you
the
know,
Kids.
I mean, we're talking rat cages that are like the size of a small house.
Yeah, and on the, they're saying, don't be a lab rat. I'm thinking, really? You know, the lab rats are the ones taking the FDA-approved stuff because they're on 5-10 of them. They've never been tested together.
You know, you guys are starting to sound like you think that medicine and the government should be sane.
Oh, I think it's unreasonable.
You guys must be on drugs.
Oh, man. I don't know. The sanity certainly isn't with Hickenlooper on this one. And it's not that we're endorsing every kid to utilize every plant in an imbalanced way. That's not the argument. But come on, if you're really trying to dissuade somebody, putting up cages and saying, don't be a lab rat, these kids are smart. They look at these drugs that everybody's on from the doctor, and at a certain point they go, wait a second, this is where I've learned to take drugs.
Yeah, the kids are smart, and I have 5 kids, and they're knock on wood doing awesome. And I've learned that if you're simply honest with them, they'll trust you, and if you, and they will try to earn your trust. Where if you spin them a line of dope stuff or dopey stuff, they're going to basically discount everything you say as being dopey. So.
And that's the point of this thing. It is a dopey PR campaign because it's not honest. And if they'd be honest about it, like you said, I'm honest with my kids, we talk about this stuff. They're less inclined to want to do those things without guidance or without interaction with the parents. So I'm with you on that. And then we got the federal, on the federal level, this is a Schedule I substance, which means it has no medicinal value, cannot be studied, nothing can happen. And finally, somebody up at that level is saying, man, maybe we should relook at this thing. In fact, we got an audio clip or three here I can play. Who is this first one? It's the Scott What's his name from Pennsylvania?
This is actually, it was on CNN. Sanjay Gupta was talking with Representative Scott Perry out of Pennsylvania.
Let's give a listen.
Yeah, he's coming out with a bill to decriminalize it for the medicinal marijuana on a federal level.
Well, I had some families come into the office, just set up an office visit, and they came in to see me. I heard their story. And I'll tell you, I think when I went back to my staff and said, look, we have to fix this, they kind of looked at me like medical marijuana. And I said, yeah, the federal government's in the way of the treatment for these little kids. I feel like I have, this is my duty. This is a duty to fix this. So I said, figure a way out. Let's figure a way to do this. And we've been working on it since last October, and we finally think that we've arrived at a solution.
Oh, dude, Hickenlooper would get a better, bigger rat cage for those in Washington if they're starting to talk sense like that.
Well, eventually they're going to get their brains in order. So it's happening. You know, you'll notice things are improving and keep getting better and better. And so there's always been stupidity, and God knows we've seen a whole lot of it, especially anytime you watch the news or you watch government in action. But, you know, it's changing.
Listen, Dr. Teitelbaum, we talked about addiction last hour as well with Robin Williams and different things. What do you see potentially or actually with the endocannabinoid system supporting it with cannabinoids, the addiction issue?
Well, again, if you're decreasing pain and you're decreasing suffering, most addicts are self-medicating for pain, whether it's emotional pain, spiritual pain, or physical pain. And the cannabinoids help decrease suffering. Not just do they decrease pain, they decrease the suffering component. So even though some people can be stoners and overdo it, it has the potential to be helpful in decreasing the risk of addiction, especially from prescribed medications.
Exactly. Well, listen, we're embracing the plants as God created them, and that is what we're talking about here, and maybe some sense up there. I don't politically believe the federal government should have anything to do with it, but that's another story when we get into the constitutional healing segments. I want to reiterate the Alzheimer's study doesn't involve drugs, does it, Dr. Teitelbaum? No, of course not.
No,
this is one that will not harm.
It uses natural treatments to get people well.
So if you want to participate, the number is 410-573-5389, 410-573-5389. Nfatigue.com is the website for Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. So nice to have you back on. I hope it's not so long next time that we can connect with you.
Always a pleasure.
All right, check it out, nfatigue.com. That's where you go. We got a little bit more on the medical marijuana issue coming up. Also, no shots, no school, not true. And be especially wary of the HPV shot. Another life has been taken by the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism Vaccine Division. We'll talk about the HPV shot when we come back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. system. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
All right, thank you all for tuning in to the Place for Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 Eastern Time Zone, 4 to 6 Pacific, and around the world through GCN, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com, UKhealthRadio.com overseas, and down under Digital Radio 103, and podcast galore all over planet Earth. We're glad you're with me. And again, Super Don, I am glad you're here too. You made it safely across the pass. You have children. They're grown. My kids are in the process. I've got a 14-year-old son, a 9-year-old girl. And this story, just as much as the Robin Williams thing impacts the world, I think this one should impact it equally, if not more so. A 12-year-old Wisconsin girl died just hours after she went to the doctor for a sore throat. Why did she die? Well, give a listen to this clip for the clue.
One minute, Meredith Prohaska was an active, fun-loving 12-year-old. A few hours later, she was unresponsive on the floor. And in between that time, there was a trip to the doctor. Her family wonders if that's what killed her.
Okay, iatrogenic disease, iatrogenic death. What possibly could have happened to a 12-year-old girl who was just dealing with a sore throat on a routine, what you'd think would be a routine visit to the doctor? Was it an antibiotic? Let's find out.
A week ago Wednesday, Rebecca Prohaska took her daughter to the doctor for a sore throat. And while they were there,
she got her first HPV vaccine at around 10:30, 11 o'clock that morning.
Here we go. I don't know whether it was Gardasil or Cervarix, Superdon. I don't know if you see it in the story, but regardless, this is an abomination. This should be the outrage. And, you know, if there are any, if there's any integrity in so-called women's groups, I don't know, do they still exist, the Equal Rights Amendment groups? Remember those? What are they called? The feminist groups, right?
Yeah, like NOW, the National
Organization the NOW gang and stuff. If there was any integrity in them, they would be screaming bloody murder, legitimately so, over this issue of Merck and GSK. injecting toxic poison into little girls and either causing paralysis or even death in some cases, as apparently happened with Rebecca in Wisconsin. This is just outrageous. This shouldn't be happening. This isn't even an adult making a decision like Robin Williams did, who was in pain or whatever was happening, to end his own life. This is somebody, you go to a doctor, you trust them that they are there to help you, you reach out and say, my daughter has a sore throat. Oh, while you're here, let's go ahead and give you a Gardasil or Cervarix shot. And then your child ends up dead. Do they think it might be that, or are they going to dissuade you from that? Let's hear from the news report.
Yes, at some point, Rebecca remembers getting a handout about possible side effects.
30 minutes later, she was trying to sleep. I kept waking her up.
By 3:30 that afternoon, Rebecca went out for a half hour to get food.
I came back and found her on the floor.
Meredith was pronounced dead at the hospital. No one could say why.
Well, there you go. No one could say why. And interesting, in that first bit of that clip, you can hear they remember reading something briefly about potential negative effects of the shot. But, of course, it's one in a million, right? This is always the argument. Oh, you're just overreacting. It's not that bad. Well, explain that to the family of Rebecca. Because when one is yours, don't tell me, oh, it's not that bad. You're exaggerating. Every injury, every death matters, but not to medical collectivists who worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism Vaccine Division. The CDC is not on board with this. The FDA is not on board with this. Paul Offit is not on board with this. They will continue injecting and poisoning and convincing you to their last breath that your kids have to get these shots, that they won't survive childhood. Well, the fact is, Rebecca did not survive childhood, likely because of the shot. Speak out. Speak often. Speak loudly. Whisper if you're close to somebody. Warn them about Gardasil. Warn them about Cervarix. Warn them about the fact that this HPV doesn't even cause the very cervical cancer that they're claiming that it does years later. And that this little Rebecca, even with a sore throat, would likely have cleared an HPV infection should she ever acquire one without any intervention. And let them know that they could utilize the silver hydrosol that we use here to neutralize all viral replication, including that which is blamed on the human papillomavirus. Let not another child become a casualty on the war on viruses that don't even cause the diseases that they claim they do. This is a dangerous death cult in modern medicine, and before you send your kids to school, you simply must know, and we may talk about this more on the other side of the break, that if you are to send them to school, those shots are not required. We'll tell you more about that on the other side of this break. All right, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Do an Ebola update. We got a question of the day, again, related to liver and more. Stick around. After this, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, thank you for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Robert,
Scott,
Bell. Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert, Scott, Bell.
And while the family waits for more tests, hoping to gain answers, they have a message for all. A message the family is putting out on Facebook and a GoFundMe site.
Be aware of every possible side effect. And more than anything, make sure you're hugging them all the time. Because you never know when it's just going to be, you're just going to be left with just pictures.
Ouch.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know the doctor? Nothing's going to happen to this doctor.
No.
I mean, they go in for a sore throat. And I apologize. I kept saying Rebecca for some reason. I think it might be the mother's name, but Meredith is the girl that died. Meredith Prohaska.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes in for sore throat and comes out getting an HPV shot. Because, hey, yeah. You're here. We might as well get you while you're here.
Goes in for a sore throat, doesn't have anything else done that I'm aware of at the doctor's visit. No, nothing administered, no shot, you know, anything except the HPV shot.
Yeah.
And then the doctors say, I don't know.
We don't know. And it's,
you know,
it's not an exaggeration to say license to kill, because in this case, a licensed physician may have indeed killed this girl with a shot approved by the FDA, and because of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the kangaroo unconstitutional vaccine court, there's no liability. The company that made it, whether it be Merck or GSK, no liability whatsoever. It comes out of the tax that they add to each shot. I'm telling you, man, it's disgusting. It's horrific. It's outrageous. It's maddening. It's saddening. How many more children are going to have to be sacrificed on this death cult altar of vaccines before the population wakes up? And I realize that you can't wake up en masse. You can only wake up one at a time. And so each and every one of you listening, I believe, are duty bound, if you believe in a culture of life, to speak up, to speak out. And it may be uncomfortable. You may anger somebody. I'm not saying that you grab them by the hair and force them to listen. We're not into force and violence here. But by God, to speak up, that they consider what they're doing before it's too late. Because in the case of Rebecca Prohaska, the mother of this 12-year-old girl, it's too late. And she says, I only wish we could have hugged her more. The father, Mark Prohaska, says, I'm a tough guy. I can take a beating, but this has ripped a hole in my heart. This is beyond, you can't beat somebody up to feel this way, to lose their child this way. And they're going to continue to tell you, the nurses in the school are going to say, you need to get your shots, because it's school time. Where's your shot record? In all 50 states, you have exemptions available to you. I'm not even getting into the reasons why you don't want to send your kids to government schools right now. But if you're sending them, you do not need to get them shot, potentially killed by these vaccines. There's a link here to the healthimpactnews.com. We mentioned, and they have vaccine exemptions in all 50 states, and there's links to them in here. We mentioned vaclib.org is one of the places. The NVIC, also the National Vaccine Injury Compensation, National Vaccine Information Center. Also, Barbara Lowe Fisher. Alan Phillips, our friend, also an attorney in this, says, you know, there's some things you should consider as well before you take all matters into your own hands, because sometimes you can end up in worse shape, like in New York, where they're claiming there's a quota. And if you're one too far beyond the list that's quota, your religious exemption doesn't count. That is a violation of your rights. That shall not stand. So getting back to the school thing, do not believe when they tell you the lie that your kids have to have vaccinations to go to school. All right.
And you hear about that a lot. I mean, really, every once in a while, and unfortunately too often, we hear from parents where they'll say, you know, they didn't tell me anything about the exemptions. And that's mm-hmm. quite often the case, where the exemptions are there, but I guess there isn't a law saying that the school is required to hand you a piece of paper with all of the information on the exemption. Although I think there should be.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a situation where you have to do your homework. And it's very fortunate that those organizations that you mentioned have done that work for you. All you got to do is go check it out. They've got links to all the different states, all of the different ins and outs, little technicalities, because each state is a little bit different.
Right.
You know, and what it is they allow and what they don't.
Also,
so.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's great books, another great resource if you're not sure. Right. VacTruth.com, also another great resource. There are a lot of them out there. And I wish I'm not into mandates, but one mandate I would have every doctor and nurse say before they give the shot, you know, the shot can kill you. Your kid can kill your kid.
Right.
Think about that. Oh, yeah, we don't believe it will, but it can. Think twice. Think real hard before you say, 20 years down the road, we want to prevent cervical cancer. when there's no evidence that the HPV actually even causes it. They didn't tell you that either. All right, on to more lies from the World Health Organization. This one regarding Ebola.
Yes.
The WHO experts give nod to using untested Ebola drugs. Right? So remember, this is
an
emergency.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, this is an emergency. The rule of necessity. Have you ever heard me talk about the rule of necessity? No recollection of that?
Does not ring a bell. Does not ring a Robert Scott bell.
All right. The rule of necessity has no law. That is the idea that you could suspend the Constitution, for instance, in a declared emergency. To whom does that apply? They can take away your rights. They can throw you in a concentration camp. What does that mean? What does it mean when a government says, I'm sorry, this is an emergency. We're under martial law here. And the way they're going to achieve it is not because of invasion from a foreign country or army. It's from the invasion of a foreign microbe, even if it's pretend and not real. It doesn't have to be real. Just like HIV is not real. It didn't have to be real to convince millions of people to go like lambs to the slaughter and accept the drugs that would kill them. And it's happening again. As I said yesterday, you heard me. I was pretty ornery on the air, Superdome, was I not? If you missed the first hour of yesterday's show, you missed, I don't know what I was smoking. At least that's what my wife asked.
You were punchier than me yesterday. What's up with that?
Punchy McStuff. I just got fed up.
I'm telling you. I didn't know who. I thought I was talking to myself yesterday on the show. It was kind of funny.
You know, it's like, where's that sweet, lovable, kind Robert Chappelle? He wasn't there yesterday, was he? I think I was loving in what I brought out. I do. I really do. It just happened to be I was a bit perturbed, and I let it out last night. I did. So if you missed yesterday's show, you definitely want to pick up. No, don't listen to the archive. Might be too intense. Might be too intense. But here you have the WHO saying it's justified in certain circumstances to experiment on the public. And if it, whether it be in Africa or whether it be here in America, where they're conditioning the public to say Ebola is here. It's not. It's a lie. Ebola is evidence of abject nutrient deficiencies, like they all are, especially selenium. Lack of sanitation, sewage, hygiene, all of that. Same thing that have been killing people forever. You can put an American in a situation like that, and he would manifest Ebola, whatever that is. And they're not even testing for the actual Ebola virus. They're doing PCR. What does that tell you? What it should tell you is that they can't find it. They can't find it, so they have to use a technique. I don't even want to belabor this point. I'm just so disgusted by the WHO, the CDC, and all the people who worship there. I am. That maybe I'm not being so loving right now, but I have to get it off of my chest.
Listen, we're talking about a panel of ethicists at the World Health Organization. Isn't that kind of an oxymoron?
Yes. Medical ethics? Yeah, you're right. Well said there. I know. Well, this is the germ theory run amok, as usual. They just won't give it up. Louis Pasteur, his ghost is haunting everybody like, you know, the guy from Halloween that never dies. He keeps coming back. And, you know, beyond this, there's a study here, I think, what is this, about hand sanitizers? They put them in the school because they say, oh, it'll help people to not get sick, and so we'll have people and the kids, they won't be at home, they won't miss school. Well, it turns out that hand sanitizers don't do a thing for reducing, I don't say truancy, but absences. And you know, I'm telling you it's the worst because these hand sanitizers with benzyl alcohol and triclosan are actually giving you leaky hands so that you're more susceptible to spread and being susceptible to an infection that can now pass through the barrier that you've wiped out chemically with these hand sanitizers. If you really want to hand sanitize something, get some silver hydrosol, get some Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel. You can even mix it with aloe vera. You know, our friends at Aloe One. They have wonderful aloe vera, aloe1.com. And mix the silver there. Wipe your hands down with that. And that's going to take care of it. And you're not going to eradicate all the good guys as well and damage your skin and give yourself leaky hands. And then there's a borderline moment of duh here in this story that relates by this, the germ theory. This is from healthfinder.gov. In neonatal ICU, hand washing plus gloves may curb infections. How long has it been since Ignaz Semmelweis told doctors to wash their hands after cutting up on cadavers and delivering babies?
it just, it made me chuckle because it's like, okay, yeah, if you wash your hands and wear gloves, it's probably going to keep you from transferring potentially dangerous germs from your hands into these, you know, in this particular neonatal ICU that they're talking about. We're not talking about just here, you know, baby got born, here, come look at the baby. We're talking about a neonatal ICU unit that is designed to take care of extremely premature babies.
Right.
So we're talking about babies that do not have, an immune system.
No, they don't have their own.
Newborns really have much of an immune system.
No, but they get it from moms. But these neonates, at that point, they don't have any. And if you wash your hands, great, but that's not enough. You got to have gloves on too, because literally they have no immune system. I don't think they're feeding them colostrum, which would be wonderful if they could. I don't know if they got them on IVs or if they're doing what they're doing, but they could get colostrum in there. That would be a wonderful thing.
I don't know. I mean, it was just the headline is what just made me laugh. We're just like, hey, if you wash your hands and wear gloves, it might curb infection. Thank you so much.
So you want to speak out? Speak out against HPV shots and hand sanitizers. See? I'm giving you homework every day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Because school's back in session. That's right. Summer's almost over. Kids going back. Some have already been going back. And hopefully they didn't get shot up. And, man, bless you for doing all the good works out there, based not only on what we say, but what you know to be true in your heart. Thank you for being here. We'll be back. Get some ocean air after the break. It's good for you. Stick around.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Time listeners and new listeners as well, excited to introduce you to Inflamagon Super Earth Energy and Digestive Detox, taking your detox and energy to new levels. Thanks to Dr. Newsom, his Vitality for Life. They're at 208-580-4424. 208-580-4424. You'll see a lady running and it says Super Earth Energy. There's a banner. Just click on it and say thank you to Dr. Newsom for his support and great, great products. I've been utilizing them now, and they are for real. We'll get Dr. Newsom on pretty soon. I think he's in Ecuador or something. We've got him scheduled. Hopefully we can hook up real soon. More stories to tell there. We do have some BPA stories. I don't even want to go heavily into it. They're linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. But remember, BPA-free doesn't mean healthier. It could be BPS or something worse. And if you are utilizing bottled water, the very first pass, they don't store that stuff. They make those plastic bottles and they fill them with whatever they put in them. So you're getting the so-called spring water that you think you like with all kinds of nasties also in there. So please switch over to Robert's Water, robertswater.com, the Echo 7 ionization unit that we get. And Paul,
you got to love the names on these water. It's spring water.
Right. Spring water.
It's like the name
BPA
of the company is actually Spring Water. It's not actually from a spring. Yeah,
exactly.
Spring Water Incorporated.
Exactly. And then you got sea water. You're not going to drink it, but you got the sea air. Does it have healing powers? Throughout history, that's been known. But I think now some doctors are actually acknowledging it, that there are, you know, minerals, there are ions and negative ions, things like that, that are actually very, very good for your health. And you feel something plus, a plus factor. They reference it as spiritual, metaphysical, physiological, but all of those things. I think also in the mountains, there's something similar to that occurs, the minerals coming off of in the air. But that's real good for you as well. You know, this has been a roller coaster a couple of hours, honestly, opening with the Robin Williams stuff and then talking the gut-wrenching story of the 12-year-old taken out by Gardasil or Cervarix. I don't know, Super Don. I mean, like I said, I'm intense sometimes. We like to have a lot of humor and fun as well. But to see some of these outrageous things, you can't help but go through those swings that I talked about while you weren't here. The frustration, right? The argentum nitricum remedy for that. The anger, the stramonium, and the exhaustion that leads to depression, sadness, the sepia. And these are human emotions. They're very real. The outrage is very real. How can we channel those emotions positively? to prevent any more needless suffering. Because, you know, it's like the parents we met at Autism One. Had they known, right, beforehand, had they been warned beforehand, maybe their children wouldn't have been injured into the autism spectrum. But then there's a whole slew of them that are the canaries in the coal mine to warn those who have yet to been born, perhaps. Maybe there are missions beyond our understanding that they come here to do this. But I still cannot stand by and say nothing while those children suffer. So, breathe. Just remember to breathe. Breathe. Shh, breathe, Robert. You can do this.
Breathe. Yes. Breathing's good.
Yeah, breathing is good. And, hey, what do we got tomorrow? It's Wednesday.
Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside the Box Wednesday. Do we have any other surprises? I got Nick Gonzalez scheduled for Thursday coming back. That's going to be fun.
Well, I do believe we've got a guest tomorrow.
We do?
I do believe we do.
You know who it might be?
I'm looking.
Right. I put you on the spot here.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. Let's get Dr. Newsom on tomorrow.
Can we get him from Ecuador?
First hour.
If we can do that, I want to do that. I would.
Yeah.
Because he's got so many stories. Go back and listen to the archives with Dr. Newsom. You got him at GCN. You got him at National News Radio Round. This guy has got really not only the heart and the knowledge, but a man, he's put it into play. And the stories he tells from his childhood with his parents, like they adopted 32 children after him. I mean, incredible. And I'm so excited. You know, drnuzum.com. Check that out before we have him on again. And we'll follow up on his super earth energy because we didn't get to go.
Could you imagine buying toilet paper in that house?
I don't know. At that point, I'm sending the kids out for leaves. Go out there. Yeah, out there. No, a little further. A little further, right?
Newspaper, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever. That's incredible. Oh,
school shopping. School shopping. That must have been fun.
Yeah. Well, unless they're homeschooled, even then. I don't know what they did.
That'd be even worse.
Oh, man, they're never leaving the house. I don't know how they did it. Anyway, that's it for the evening. I hope you enjoyed it. I know it was some intense discussion today. Thank you to Dr. Teitelbaum. Thank you, Super Don, for getting with us second hour now that you're settled in the new place for now. We'll talk tomorrow with Ty Bollinger. We'll go outside the box. Of course, Dr. King will be with us on Friday. So we got a lot of shows this week coming up. You're going to like them. I know I will. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing, liberty. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. Why? Because they allow me to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.